Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Lamed. We are on the last line of page Kuf Mem Dalid. Siman Lamed is Din Ktsas Brachos Pratios, the halachos of some specific brachos. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, HaMispalel Al Masha Ovar, one who davens on something that already passed, Kigon Shenichnas Le'ir, for example, a person goes into a city, Vishoma kol tzavacha ba'ir, and he hears screaming coming from the city. Va'omar yihi ratzon shelo yehi kol ze b'sobesi, and he davens and he says, it should be Hashem's will that that noise, that scream that's coming out, should not be from my house. O shehoisa ishto muberes, or if his wife was pregnant, achar arbuim yom li'ibura, after 40 days of the pregnancy, where it's already determined if the baby is a boy or a girl. And then he davens that it should be the will of Hashem that my wife should give birth to a zachar. These are both examples of tfila shav. If the kol is coming from your house, it's already coming from your house. If the baby is already in the keva, it's already in the keva. And therefore, that is a tfila shav. Elo yispalel Odom al ha'osid lavo, a person rather should daven about things that are coming in the future. V'yiten hodo al sha'ofer, and he should give thanks to Hashem for that which happened in the past. Kigon, for example, hanichnas lakrach omer, one who enters into a city says, yihi ratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu shetachniseini lakrach hazel shalom, that my entering into this city should be in peace. Nichnas b'shalom, once he enters in b'shalom, he says, Moda ani l'fanecha Hashem Elokeinu, shechnas tani lakrach hazel shalom. Thank you Hashem for entering me into the city in peace. Bikesh lotzeis omer, when he wants to leave the city, he says, Yihi ratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, shetotzieini mikrach zel shalom. He davens Hashem that he should leave in peace. Yotza b'shalom, once he leaves in peace, omer, he says, thank you Hashem for letting me leave this city in peace. And he adds on, the same way that you helped me leave this city in peace, you should help me travel in peace as well. And he should finish off with an ending bracha, bracha dem shomei atfila. And this is the same as the Tfilas HaDerech that we discussed in detail way back in Simin Kuf Yud. So says the Mishabura on the top line of 288, Sifkatan Aleph, Achar Abuim Yom Libura. We said one of the examples of a Tfilas Shav is davening after one's wife is already pregnant for 40 days that it should be a Zachar. After 40 days, it's a problem. Shekfar nitzdayer tzuras havlad. At that point, already the form of the baby has been formed. Avotoch arboim yom moel tefillah. However, during the first 40 days of the pregnancy, there a tefillah will help for it to be a zachar. Vafilu achar arboim yom. And even after 40 days, yuchal hispalo shia havlad zera kayoma. You can't daven that it should be a zachar, but you could daven that it should be a zera kayoma. Via oseg b'mitzvah somaisin tolum, and this child should be oseg b'mitzvah somaisin. You can still daven for the child, you just can't daven for the gender of the child once it has already been determined. Then we said the way a person should daven is to thank Hashem for the past and daven for the future. And the example was one who is entering into a krach. Now, a krach is a city, so the Mishabru is omit on the fact that the Mechaber says when you enter into a city, a krach is a big city, you say this Yihi Ratzon. Says the Mishabru, Sifkatan Beis, Dafka Krach, this is specifically a city, Disham Mitzuyim Mimunim Roim Umechapsim Alilos. That's when you find some bad guys that can cause trouble. That's where you need a tefillah when you're about to enter a city like that. Avali'ir Ketana, but if it's a small city, not a krach, Ein tzorach lo markesh enichnas lo, you do not need to make a tefillah when you enter it. Velo acha kakesh yetzei mimena, you don't have to daven and thank Hashem when you leave it. Elo acha kakesh machzik baderech, rather when you leave the city and you're on your way, omer tefillas haderech, you say the regular tefillas haderech. Mishum sakonas drachim, because of the danger of the roads. Ukemavur le'el besimi kofir. If you look in the notes, in note number 4, he points out, Ubizmanenu she'em mitzuyos alilos. Nowadays, we don't have this whole thing that the Mishabru is talking about. So, Aruch HaShulchan writes, she'lo nohogim lomar tefilos elu. That's why we're not knowing to say these things. We don't have people that are causing trouble, Baruch Hashem, when we go into a city, when we go out of a city, and therefore, we're not knowing to say these tefilos. Sifkat and Gimel. Vizui tefilas aderach. Here's a very important Mishabura. The Mechaber said that when you leave the city, you thank Hashem for leaving the city, and you also daven, and you say tefillah saderach. So the Mishabura has 2 points over here. L'chora, Hello, b'simin kuf yud mevua. When we learned way back in simin kuf yud, halachas of tefilas haderech, we pointed out, that when you go on the road, you say tefilas haderech alone. Below hoda al sha'avar. You don't start with the thanks of the past, like we're saying over here. Number two, v'gam eino omer oso rak sheichsa baderech. Also, we learn by tefilas haderech, you don't say it till you're on the way, till you're a certain amount outside the city. Umahu zeh shekol el hochem. What's going on over here that you're including in your tefilas haderech? Shekol hocha tefilas haderech. You're joining together your tefillas haderech with the thanks of what happened in the past. It's also mashma over here that you say it right after you leave the city and not when you're a parsa outside of the city. So why is this different than the tefillas haderech we discussed earlier in Simin Kuf Yud? Says the Mishabura Yeshlomar, the Hosam Ari Biyotse Meir Katano. There we were discussing when you're leaving a small city, She'ein Sham Mora Klal Lotseis Meir, like we just mentioned, there was no fear leaving the city, and you don't need to thank Hashem for leaving the city safely. Vitzarech Lomar Tfilas Haderech Rak Mishum Mora Haderech. And therefore in Simin Kuf Yud we were just discussing where there's no thank you on the leaving because it wasn't dangerous, it's only a tefila for the path that you're going to go on at Tfilas Haderech. Ulekach Ein Lomar Osa Rak Mishichsa Baderech. And that's why, since it's a regular Tfilas Haderech, you only say it when you're already on the way, you're a parsa outside of the city. Ukamosha Kasati B'Sivkatan Beis, like I just mentioned before in Sivkatan Beis. And even through your travels, if you pass by a city, you only say the thank you of the modem when you leave the city as you are traveling. Till the end without a chasima. Since you already said tefilas haderech in the beginning of your trip, and it's one long trip, so if you pass by a city, you will give a thanks for leaving the city safely, but you will not say again tefilas haderech because you're still holding by your first tefilas haderech. V'hocha, but over here, Mairi ben nichnas lakrach, here that on your travels you entered into a big city, v'loncham, and you slept over there, v'inyin shetzarech lomar tefilas haderech shenis baboker. In that case, we learned that when you wake up in the morning and you continue on your travels, you must say tefilas haderech a second time, b'shvil haderech shirotzil and soa, for the traveling that you want to do now. Umilvad zeh halo tzarech liten odo gam kein al yitzias hakrach. And you also have to thank Hashem, because you slept over in a city which could be dangerous. So now you need a new tefilas haderech for the future traveling, and you need to thank you for leaving the krach that could have been dangerous. So Bazir Omar, that's where the Mechaber says, Shiyasa Mishneim Echad. That's where you put the two together, the thank you for leaving the city, and the Tfilas Haderech, liyachtumbo, and you have the Chasimbo. Umigu de Tzarech Lomar Haudo Tekev Keshiyotze Menair. And since you need to say the thanks as you are leaving the city, Omer Oz Gam Kein Tfilas Haderech Shekolobo. Then you throw in the Tfilas Haderech together, because it's really put together. So when you are stopping over, sleeping in the city, and you need to thank Hashem for the safety of leaving the city, and tefilas haderech, so that's when you A, join the two together, and B, you say it right away, because that's where you have to say the thank you, and you don't say it at the normal time that you would say tefilas haderech, when you're saying tefilas haderech on its own. Another interesting chiluk, that when you join them together, is pointed out in note number 5. If you remember back in Kuf Yud, we said tefilas haderech must be said in Loshen Rabbim. But in this case, we are actually leaving from a big city. Here, the Mechaber is saying the tefilas haderech in a Loshen Yachid. V'tam adover kosev atzlach. The tzlach explains why over here, b'davko it's Loshen Yachid. Since, as we just discussed over here, you're saying the tefillah as you're leaving the city, and therefore you're saying it b'loshen yachid. It's only for you, and it's not nogea to anyone else necessarily in the world, so you only say it b'loshen yachid. So omer gam tefillah sederach b'loshen yachid. Therefore, once you're saying the tefillah of thanks for leaving the city safely b'loshen yachid, and you're throwing in the tefillah sederach together with it, earlier than you normally say it, and together with the other tefillah, you also continue in the Lashon Yachid that the Hodah was in, and this time your tefillah sederech is b'Lashon Yachid. Says the Mechaber Vaitus of Beis, Hanichnos Lomud Esgarno, a person who goes in to measure his granary, he wants to see how much grain he has. So Omri says, Hirotzum Ufanecha Hashem Elokai, Shetishlach bracha b'kriyazeh. He davens to Hashem that he should send a bracha to this pile. Hischil lomud. Once he starts measuring, Omer. Then he says, Baruch Hashaleach bracha b'kriyazeh. He thanks Hashem for sending blessing into this pile. Moda the acharkach berach. If he already measured and then he makes the bracha, harezo tfilashov. That's already a tefillah shav. She'ein habracha mitzuya ela b'davar asamu min ha'ayin. Because bracha only comes to things that are hidden from the eye, as the Rama says, pirish, dinelam ve'eino nira, things that are not seen. So once you count, then you're going to say the tefillah that Hashem should send the bracha to this kri. That's already too late. Once you count it, Hashem's not sending the bracha anywhere. Hashem says the bracha, but derech nister, things that are hidden. So before you count, you can say a tefillah that Hashem should send bracha to this pile. But once you already counted it and you have a number of what's there, then it would be a tefillah shav, will be too late. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dalet. You say, Baruch Shaleah bracha. This was after you started counting it. When you're stam just counting the crops that you have, then you say this thank you to Hashem, this bracha without the shem Hashem. Didavka b'modet kedei la'aser. Tafka, when you are doing your measuring in order to give meiser, then matzinu sheftiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu bracha ad bilidai. That's when we see Hashem promised and guaranteed his bracha that it's going to be a tremendous bracha. Kemadik, see like the pasuk says in Novi, Haviu es kol ha-meiser v'chuli, u'v'chanuni no bazos, test me in this matter, says Hashem, that if I don't, v'harikosi lachem bracha ad bilidai, that I'm going to throw bracha upon you. So you see, the special bracha comes and you're going to do a mitzvah of meiser. That's when this bracha will be said with the Shem Hashem. Otherwise, you will say it without the Shem Hashem. So that is it. Before you start measuring, you say the Hirasan Hashem should send bracha into the kri. When you're in the middle of measuring it, you could say a thank you to Hashem that he shaleah bracha b'kriyazeh. Afterwards, you should not say the tefillah from before. That would be a tefillah hashav. It is too late. Says the Mechaber by the Gimel. Hanichnas la merchatz, one who goes into a bathhouse. Omer says, Yirotzum ofanecha Hashem Elokai, shetachniseini l'shalom, that Hashem should enter me in peace. V'sotzieini l'shalom, Hashem should help me go out in peace. V'satzileini meha'orazen, Hashem should save me from the fire in the bathhouse. V'kayotze bo la'asid lavo, and similarly in the future, Hashem should save me from the fires of Gehenim. That's on the way into the bathhouse. Yotza b'shalom, and he goes out in peace. Omer moda ani lefanecha Hashem Elokai shehitzaltani meha'orazeh. Thank you, Hashem, for saving me from this fire. Now says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Hey, the Achshav lo nogu b'tfilazo. As we know, we're not going to say this tefila. Why? V'atam, the reason is the lo niskan ela b'yameihem. It was only established for those days. Shayu masikin ha'ish milamata. They actually had a fire burning underneath the bath. Bechafira in a dug hole, the rochatzim ba'ambatim milamala agabe tikur shal gaba, and they were bathing themselves in a bathtub above the fire. There was a little roof, and the bathtub was on top of that roof over the fire. V'yesh chashash pen tifchas v'yipulosoch. There was a concern that the ceiling might break in, and you're going to fall down into the fire and you get killed by the fire. That's why we had this special tefillah in those days. Aval bezman hazeh, nowadays, omer ha'tanur bezavis. In the Chavos Chaim's days, the oven was on the side that was heating it. It wasn't dangerous. V'leka sakana. Certainly now we have all our piping and other mechanisms that are heating the water, and it's not a sakana, and therefore we're not knowing to say such a tefillah. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Dalud. Hanichnos lahakiz dom, a person who enters to do bloodletting. So Omer Yehiratzel Mofanecha Hashem Elokai Shehei Esek Zeli L'Refua, that this Esek should be for me a refua, a healing, Ki Rofei Chinam Ata, because you are the healer for free. So HaKadosh Hazdam was the form of refua in those days. U'la'achar Shehikiz Yomar, and after he does the bloodletting, he says Baruch Rofei Cholim. Let's just read the Mechaber and Sivhei so we don't forget it. There's no Mishabura on Hey, and then we'll do the Mishaburas on Dalet. Sivhei, the Mechaber says, Lo olam yehe adam ragil omar. A person should always train himself to say, Kol ma da avid rachmana latav avid. Whatever Hashem does for the good. Says the Mishabura, Sivkatan vov, lahak yizam, when a person comes to bloodlet, this is just a mashal, says the Mishnah Berurah, by bloodletting, but any refuah you're coming to do, one should say this tefillah. A person should not think that there's anything that's going to be for him a refuah. If it's not through the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lochein, and therefore, ayidei tefillah zo, through saying this tefillah that Hashem should help in the healing, yosin bitchon abo, he will place his trust in Hashem, v'yivakesh memenu shetiel al refuah, and he'll request from Hashem that it should be for refuah. So it's in order to knock into the person that Hashem is the cause of all refuah, and we'll realize to put our trust into Hashem and not into the doctors or the medicine that we are taking. After one does the bloodletting, we said, he says, Baruch Rofei Cholem Sivkot and Zayim, V'tzarech Loma B'Shem U'Malchus, the Beis Yosef Netah say that you should say this bracha with Shem U'Malchus, Avalo Ra'isin Lohagim Kim, but says in Mishabur from the Prima Godim, I do not see that people are knowing this way. Mishem Mis'atesh, one who sneezes, V'chaveiro Omer Lo Asuta, and his friend says Asuta or Gesundheit, Yomar Lo Baruch Tia, he should respond and he should say Baruch Tia. Why is that? Look at note 14. Tamadova writes the Magen Avraham, Mishum Shah Mispalo Al Chaveiro Hu Nenetchila. When you daven for someone else, you get answered first. If someone gave you a bracha and said you should be healthy, you say to him, Baruch Tia, you should also be blessed. You want to give him a bracha, so you'll be answered first. That's what the Magen Avraham says. V'achar Kach Yomar, after you say Baruch Tia to his bracha, you say, L'Yishuascha Kivisi Hashem, that for your saving Hashem, I am looking towards. To Amru Rabbi Seinu Zal Chazal tell us, the Mitchila Lo Haya Adam Chole Klal, in the beginning of time, people did not get sick. Elohaya Holech Bashuk, a person would be walking in the market, Umis Atish, he would sneeze, Umis, and he would die. Ad Shabo Yaakov Avinu Bikesh Racham Aladavar, until Yaakov davened that we should get sick before we die. And Yaakov was the first one in the Torah that we see that he was sick, and then he died. If you look at note 15, he explains why you say Lishuas Lakivisi Hashem after you say Baruch Tia, after you sneeze, and he said Asuta. Says note 15, V'tam Adavar Kosa B'Shalom Shilas Rivas Ephraim B'Shem Sefer Yad Ashlo. Shem Mispalel, you're davening to Hashem. Keshem Shehoshatani Achshav, the same way you saved me now from my sneeze. Kainani Mekavesh Etoshieni, so too I hope that you will save me in the future. V'ukein Birchas Agomel, it's similar to what we have at Birchas Agomel. Sha'omim, that we respond to the person who says Birchas Agomel, Misha Gemocha Kol Tov, Hu Yigemocha Kol Tov. The one who did good for you should continue to do good for you. Here also, you're davening to Hashem. Lishuas Lekivis Hashem, you saved me now. I daven that you should save me in the future as well. We will stop here. That concludes Simon Reish Lamed and Mitzvah Shem. Tomorrow night we will learn Simon Reish Lamed Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.